blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Here we go with the Price Discovery Thursday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out from the heart of the Great Northern Beef Belt. One of the nation's largest owners of ranch land, Ted Turner, passed away yesterday with over 2 million acres in Montana, Nebraska, Kansas, New Mexico, Georgia, and South Dakota. Mr. Turner ran a herd of over 45,000 bison or buffalo on his ranches. I had a chance to visit his Bad River Ranch in South Dakota a number of years ago. His ranch manager said he showed up by himself and his hunting dog, spent most of his time hunting prairie chickens or picking up cans along the gravel road leading to the Bad River Ranch. No entourage or posse, kept to himself. The company I was working for at the time, Sioux Steel, had a national contest to see who had the most Sioux Steel livestock gates. The Bad River Ranch had over 1,200 20-foot 7-bar gates to hold buffalo on one ranch alone. The local Sioux Steel dealer sure liked Ted. Like him or loathe him, Ted Turner dead at age 87. Yesterday at the CME, June live cattle up a quarter to 253.47. August fats added 55 to 248.90. May feeder calves plus 57 at 372.40. August critters gained 75 cents to a whopping 373.5. September contracts settled at 371.30. That, my friend, up 92 cents. Record-setting territory, and we like it. But here's how it went down at a reporting sale barns in small town USA. South Dakota's Platt Livestock Market had two loads of 860-pound steers sizzle at 388. That's 33.36 per mobile bovine unit. Nebraska's prolific Bassett Livestock Auction watched 580-pound steers hit 525. Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyards featured 620-pound steers smoldering at 468. Dodge City, Kansas had a draft of 655-pound steers boomed up 452. More of the same coming down today in Ogallala, Nebraska, Napoleon and Dickinson, North Dakota, and Moobridge, South Dakota. See video listings at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying thanks for listening, folks.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Duckman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Moobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Here's my friend Bryce Dibbern from the Livestock Marketing Association.
The LMA National Convention will take place June 17th through the 20th in Deadwood, South Dakota. And on Saturday, June 20th, St. Ange Livestock will host the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship featuring the top 31 auctioneers competing for the world title. This premier event will bring together more than 750 market owners, auctioneers, and industry partners from across the nation for exceptional networking and education. Registration is now open. Please visit LMAweb.com today and secure your spot for this historic gathering.